Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio, to spend this time together, even though we're apart. The Holy Spirit is filling the space between us. The first thing when we do Lectio is to make sure that you're in a comfortable position, so get nice and comfortable, whatever that is for you, and so that you can pay attention, and your body will be still enough that you won't be having to focus on your body, but you can hear God's voice speak to you. Jesus, thank you for this time where we can be with you. We know that you are with us always, but here in the stillness, we are deliberately turning ourselves towards you. Thank you for drawing us to this space. Help us to hear you more clearly. If you're here doing Lectio, know that that's because God has called you. And you might think you can't hear his voice very well, but you're here, so you must have heard his voice. He must have been calling you, even though you didn't hear it in an auditory way. He must have been drawing you to this time to be with him, not with me. It's not about me. This is about spending time with God. So when we do Lectio, we have three times I'll read the scripture in three different versions, and then between each time there's a few minutes of silence for you to listen to God's voice. So our scripture today is Romans 15, 1-6. And during the reading this first time, notice if there's a word or a phrase that captures your attention. Sometimes they use the word shimmer, something that shimmers and you notice it. It doesn't have to be the main point of the scripture. It can be a single word that all of a sudden you're like, whoa, that's God's word for you. How cool is that? How cool is that? That God has got a word for you or a phrase for you to begin this conversation with you. Romans 15, 1-6. I'm reading first from the Message. Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not for status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waded right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the troubled, is the way the scripture puts it. Even if it was written in scriptures long ago, you can be sure it's written for us. God wants the combination of his steady, constant call and warm personal counsel in scripture to come to characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever he will do next. May our dependably steady and warmly personal God develop maturity in you so that you can get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us all. Then we'll be a choir, not our voices only, but our very lives singing in harmony in a stunning anthem to God and Father of the Lord, of our Master Jesus. Thank you. I'm going to read the scripture a second time from the Revised Standard Version this time. And this time, listen. Obviously, the whole time you're listening for God to talk to you and listening for his voice and what he brings up. But Lectio kind of has a format. So if you're following the Lectio format, the second time is to notice a connection between the word or phrase that shimmered or that caught your attention and your life. And you don't have to work hard to make this connection. This is, Lectio is a type of prayer where God is actually doing more of the work. It's hard for us to have to sit still and just pay attention and listen and notice. That's hard enough. But we don't have to make the connections ourselves. This is God making connections, and it may be connections in ways you just never expected. So notice a connection between the scripture phrase and your life. Romans 15, 1-6. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to edify him. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached thee fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll read the scripture a third time, and this time in the silence, look for an invitation from God. Know that he always invites. You are never forced. And he invites you into maybe a new understanding of yourself or him. It could be, most likely it's an invitation into a way of being, not necessarily a way of doing, but there could be an invitation to something to do. But oftentimes I find that it's a way to be, to become, an invitation to be transformed. Romans 15, 1-6. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbors for his good to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves, so that as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now the time for noticing, connecting, inviting is done in the Lectio time. Obviously, you can do it throughout your whole day, but during our Lectio prayer time, that time is done, and it's time to rest in God's company. He invited you, he called you, he drew you towards him, and you came. And so he wanted to speak to you, and he has, and now we can just rest in his company. Thank you. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition from this time of stillness and silence and inward focus to your everyday life. You might want to consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you have experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.